Blackstone Audio presents The Blood Card by Ellie Griffiths. This book is read by James Langton. For Mandy and Heather. 1. London, 15th May 1953. It was raining when Max came out of the News cinema, but even this could not dent his good spirits. He simply adjusted his trilby and kept his head down as he crossed Piccadilly Circus. Rain in the town was not the same as rain in the provinces. Memories of sleet-washed seaside promenades, of deck chairs sodden and flapping in the wind, of Sunday afternoons so grey and endless that they seemed like a foretaste of purgatory. But in London, the red buses were still running, people were still darting through the traffic, and somewhere, the Theatre Royal, Drury Lane to be exact, his name was spelled out in lights. London prepares for coronation. That was the headline on the newsstand, and variations of it had been appearing all week. The newsreel he had just seen had been full of it. The processional route, to include 26 miles of specially built stands, the flowers being grown, the dresses being made. All this optimism, all this romanticism, it was very un-English. Max thought he actually preferred it when the country was stuck in post-war austerity gloom. As anyone in show business would tell you, when people are depressed, the theatres are full. Not that he could complain at the moment. He had a 2-week run at the Theatre Royal, and number one. Gigs like this were rare nowadays. Variety was dying. The old seaside theatres were closing, and the pros were retiring or living out half-lives as dance professionals.